You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another special episode of Walt's Apartment Podcast. This is Sean. We got a fun episode for you here today. It is Nicole, who is the host of Extra Magic Hour, one of the hosts, and Kim, the vice president of marketing from Getaway Today, our sponsor. Sit down, and they have some coffee, talk about a few things, Disney parks and Disney 100, Universal Studios, what's coming up for Getaway Today, you name it. They talk about it. So after the break, sit back, relax, and enjoy coffee with Kim and Cole.
Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on earth, or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park ticket should you buy? Have a last minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has layaway, peace of mind travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's apartment. Hello. Welcome back to Walt's Apartment Podcast. I am Nicole, and I am joined this morning. Well, you guys are probably watching it whenever, but I'm here with Kim from Getaway Today, and we are having coffee, and we are going to talk about Disney 100 and some things that Getaway Today has coming up, because you guys have spring break coming. You have summer coming, graduation trips, and what a better way to just not make the time. Like, you can keep on with your world, and Getaway Today can do all of your crazy planning for you. So hi, yes. Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. Good morning. We're having coffee today, or water, whatever we're drinking.
We're waking up.
Yeah, waking up, exactly. So fun. And I learned that you're like in the office every chance you get. That is crazy. Like, I see you like one day, like at Disney 100, and I'm like, how is she like managing this? Like, just such a breath of fresh air.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of crazy.
It's so fun. I love it.
Yeah.
Every day. How, like, is this my job?
I know, right? You're like, is this my dream job? Is this really me? How many times a month do you travel? Does it vary?
It completely varies. January was a very busy travel month. We spent a full week in Orlando doing Universal Orlando and Walt Disney World. And then, of course, I was at Disneyland for the 100 kickoff. I was there for 4 days because I got invited to a preview. But also, I'm like, I also want to be there for like the official kickoff. And then I'm actually headed back today in just a couple of hours to do the Mice Chat Gumball Rally, which I've never done before, but it's like the race through Disneyland. So I'm super excited. It's been a whirlwind, but so fun.
Oh my gosh, that'll be so, so good. And then, you know, I was thinking like this morning, like, how do you keep your magic? Like, how do you keep it so it's still magical every time you enter? Is it because it's something different every time?
I think it's a little bit of that. Yeah. And I have different purposes. So like last trip, I hardly did any attractions. Like it was mostly like the entertainment and like just the energy of the 100. And we, you know, we were doing the preview. So we were looking at the merchandise and we were trying the foods and it was like just very different. And then this time it's like going to be 100% focused on like how many rides can we get done and go, 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 go. So I think just switching it up every time. And of course, Disney does such an awesome job of always bringing something new and exciting and, and also those nostalgic feelings. So everything that's still the same, I'm like, oh, it just feels like home every time I go.
Yeah, exactly. No, I totally agree with you. So like when you realize, like, so tell me your feels with the Disney 100. Tell me the, I would like to know like your more emotional side, because we like the internet is saturated, right? Like we have all of our feels and each person is different. So regardless, like Disney obviously has done it right, but we all have different opinions and we have different, we're all different humans. So I would love to know like more on, I mean, obviously the Getaway Today side as well, but like, like the Kim side, like what do you feel that it brought?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, first of all, so I will say this, I am not one who gets like excited about like the decorations necessarily. I'm like, oh, that's cute. Like Disneyland's always pretty, right? Like it's not like it's intentional, but I would say having the beautiful, like they call it platinum, but it really looks more like iridescent-y. And then like, I love fairies. That's like I have like a flower fairy Christmas tree, like everything in my life. I love like fairies. I just think they're so mystical and magical and adorable. So like the fact that it's the three fairies from Sleeping Beauty on the medallions, like I just loved it. I thought it was beautiful and I was surprised at how much I loved it. And then the purple so pretty, everything was just so pretty. World of Color One, the first night we saw it for the preview and it was so windy. So it was kind of, it was unfortunate because like the screens are normally, you know, I don't know how tall they are. Let's say 50 feet. The wind was blowing them back. So you only got like 15 feet. So it was kind of like the top two thirds. So you didn't really get like a whole, I don't know. Like the first time I saw it, we were like, that was good. Cause it's World of Color and World of Color is always good. Right.
Right.
But then I went, I'm so glad I extended because I stayed on Saturday. I got to see it again Saturday. I did the dessert party, which I love because I just like to be able to sit and just like enjoy. I'm short. I'm like barely scraping by, almost a 5'2". Yeah. So I like, I don't want to be like on my tiptoes. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I want to like stand on my tiptoes. Like, oh, can I see? You know, so I just like having the seat, whatever. I loved it on Saturday. And the two things that stood out, like that were just like amazing, Star Wars. Like there's a point where the, it looks like the two lightsabers just like shoot up in the air and the music comes on and it's just like so grandiose. You're like, oh, and then I'm telling you, the Marvel scene was so cool. And the fact that you're like steps away from Avengers Campus and it's the only park in the world, well, other than Paris, but like there's this totally different, like the only park in the States that has that, the only one that's like accessible for most people, felt really, really special, really powerful. And then, my favorite of all, and I think you've probably heard this from a lot of people, is that Wondrous Journeys. That show was just incredible. And everybody lost their mind with the two like flyovers over the castle. But what was really cool is like, so my favorite movie of all time is Emperor's New Groove. There's never anything in the parks with Emperor's New Groove, right? Like even when I'm always like, why can we not have an Yzma's Laboratory ride? Why can we not have like, you know, like a Kronk meet and greet? Like, why can't we have these things? But, so the Wondrous Journeys, it has every single movie represented in one way or another. So if it's not music or talking about it, they have the animations on the castle at one point in time. So, so Pacha and Cusco are part of the show. And
totally part of the show.
Totally part of the show. And the gal next to me was like, Bolt, which I wouldn't have even noticed because I'm like looking over, you know what I mean? Like, it's just really cool. It just feels like everybody is going to have their favorite movie represented in one way or shape or form. And that feels really special. So,
yeah. And did you like the beginning song? Like, I felt, I didn't get to see it in person and I'm not one to usually watch YouTube to preview at first. Like, I like to be in the moment and see it and wait and try to like not get any spoilers. But let's be real, like I had planned on going that weekend and I was going to join you guys and just like hook up and it didn't work out. And I'm like, I can't wait. Like I have to go. I have to.
Yeah.
Oops, do you need to answer that?
Sorry, nope. Okay. I just put my do not disturb on my phone, which I meant to do.
Yeah, that's okay. But like I definitely got a little choked up. Like I would have liked to have heard his voice more. Like, again, Disney does no wrong in my eye, but like for me, like as a personal, you know, person, I definitely like it was very different, that song. And like, it just really captured all of your feels for everyone. And then, yeah, the two flyaways, like at first I was like, why Baymax? Like, why? Like they could, you know, like, of course you're like, I need to know the reason behind it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just like they have a theme of all the lemon desserts. Like, okay, why? Okay, because that was Walt's favorite. Okay, got it. Like, why the purple? Like, everyone was talking about, oh, because it's royalty. Actually, no. Like, it's because 100 is a very rare thing to get to. And so purple is typically used with the silver or the platinum as far as the decoration because of the royalty. But like each, you know, anniversary has its color.
Something.
But it kind of went together. And like you said, they didn't just do like a silver, they did an iridescent, you know, mm-hmm. like it, they kind of made it into like a Disney-esque. But I loved the projection and I'm very excited to see like how that looks like in the flesh.
In person. Yes. And I think mm-hmm. the fact that it's in four different places. So when I go this weekend, I'm hoping I can catch it at least once, maybe even twice, because I want to watch it in front of Small World. I've heard the projections are incredible in Small World. And I want to see it on Main Street because that's like immersive. It's like around you and above on each side. And I'm glad you brought up the song because I feel like the music to Wondrous Journeys in particular, it's like you hear the song and you're like, oh, I know this song, even though it's the first time you've heard it. It does. It like speaks to you. Mm-hmm. In it's, oh, it's over the top. And I'm glad you also mentioned the lemon because that lemon pound cake that you can get at Jolly Holiday
Yay!
Or Tomorrowland is the best lemon pound cake I've ever had in my entire life. Like I just sat there like,
yeah.
cause we bought a you're bunch, like, you know, cause we met up, you know, we're like, oh, let's try all the treats. So we had cut that up into like a bunch of tiny little pieces and there was like a decent amount left over. And Jordan and I just sat there like not even speaking and just eating that lemon cake off a big platter. We're like, this is amazing.
That.
We're having a moment, a lemon cake moment.
Yes.
It was so great.
And I love, like, I always say like with everything, whether I like it or not, because again, like each person is different. I'm like, I feel like Disney always has like a purpose behind it. Like it's never just like, on a whim, like there's some kind of story.
Right.
And so like immediately when I saw all of the lemon, I was like, okay, I need to like research this. Like, I'm sure it has something to do with Walt or a lemon tree or, you know, something.
Yeah.
Maybe
like orange or like orange groves, you know, like you would have like gone there. Like that's the obvious choice, but not the, I love that.
So that was really fun. So you guys tried the lemon pound cake. What else did you guys try?
We tried the 100 churro, which was like, it's like a purple, but it's like the sour cherry and like had the vanilla mm-hmm. stuff on it.
Flavored or are you a classic churro?
I'm a classic.
Yeah,
so like tried, but you know, like still like the, and same with the cream cheese pretzels. They had like the lavender cream cheese pretzel and it was more like vanilla-y and it was fine, mm-hmm. but I'm a classic when it comes to that. We tried the cake pops, which were very rich and delicious. The apple. What else did we try? It was like an elevated Twix bar. It's like the Mr. Banks shortbread.
Oh.
So it's like a shortbread cookie, but it's like caramel and then like chocolate and then like the purple frosting on top.
That's
what it reminded me of.
Yes.
It was pretty cool. And then there's a lot of purple dye. There's that. But I feel like there was something else. I know we tried. Oh, the Rice Krispie treat. Like it online. And you know how it is. Like when you get this stuff from the cart at the Grand Californian. It's just like, oh, 100 Rice Krispie treat. Okay, fine. We'll go get like a couple of those. But then we got there. I'm like, oh, these are cookies and cream Rice Krispie treats. Like they had like crushed up Oreos in it. So we bought like 12. We're like, we got to get all of them and then cut them up.
Yeah.
So
exactly. I actually shared on our Instagram your reel with the Rice Krispie treat because it's beautiful and that's like Emma and I, like my daughter, like that's our go-to. Like she likes to ride Winnie the Pooh, then go to Pooh's Corner. She likes to get her Rice Krispie treat. She's 17 and like that's like her jam, right?
We all have
our jam. But I was like, at first I was like, that doesn't even look, it's beautiful, but that doesn't look good. And then you like rotate it and I was like,
same exact experience. I know. I'm like, we were all like, let's go get it. But yeah, it was kind of like a wow factor. But the fact that it didn't even say cookies and cream Rice Krispie, I'm like, I wonder how many people like are not going to get this because they just think it's meh, you know?
Yeah. Or pretty, like, you know, yes, just for the show, mm-hmm, or for the Instagram picture or whatever. No, that's definitely, I was like, and it looked delicious once, yeah, like they slid it over and I was like, oh no, that, mm-hmm, really does look beautiful. Like it's, yeah, yummy.
Yeah. It was a hit. That so was good. Like, everybody was like, this is better than I like some, you know, taking a couple, yeah, little squares.
Yeah, no, for sure. Are any of the hotels decorated while we're talking about the Grand California?
Yes. Yes.
They are.
So when we stayed, Nick and I got to stay at the Disneyland Hotel. And so we got there, you know, a couple days early and you walk in and they have like a cool, like it's huge. It's like covering the whole entire wall, like the black and white display. And it's like the original, okay, like cartoon, like animation stuff. Very, very cool. But then when we left, like by the last day, they've rolled out this like stunning royal purple carpet with like,
oh, I saw that.
Yes. It, like it feels so special. Like it's a wow factor. I'm like, okay, yeah, I hope they can keep this carpet nice. Like, and I'm sure they can because it's Disney, but yeah, like it was like, so yeah, no, the hotels are decorated and then they're like medallions all over. Like, yeah, you walk out in the Mickey and Minnie topiary, they have the giant medallion in the middle of them. Like, it's just gorgeous. It's, yeah, I don't
that's
know.
So
I would imagine the Paradise Pier is not decorated since that's kind of a bit, yeah, of a hot mess at the moment. But
yeah,
but
yeah,
you know, you do what you can and they're staying open and people are still staying there. So
I was going to say, I think they're still staying. And the last time that we were there, we walked like down through the parking lot and obviously by it. And I'm like, wow, they're really doing a good job about still offering this hotel as an option to their guests. Mm-hmm. Even through the construction, like, you know,
yes,
hats off to them for being able to manage that and
absolutely
still create an experience, because that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
For sure.
It is.
So, so good. Okay. So this trip is Gumball, which is so exciting.
Yeah. And I'm a little bit nervous, to be honest. I'm like, these people, yeah, are intense. They're competitive. Like, and you don't get the rules. They change the rules every single year and you don't get them until 7 o'clock in the morning. And like, you have to be like out by 7:30. Like, it's kind of a big deal.
Okay. So how fun. I didn't realize they changed the rules every year. So that's fun, because whether it's your 10th time or your first time, it doesn't matter. Like,
right,
you're all in the same playing field.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. So
I know.
So, fun.
So like last year, there were no phones. Like last year, it was like you had to do everything blind. Like, and they had planters like throughout the parks. Like if you saw, like if they saw somebody on their phone, they were disqualified. Like it was crazy. But I think this year, yeah, I'm not totally sure, but we got an email this morning that was like, make sure you have the latest app update. So I'm like, okay, maybe we can use phones.
Maybe
this time.
You get to use,
like,
your phone this time.
I don't know. We just won't know until tomorrow morning. It's tomorrow. So
yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So
like, tomorrow morning. By this time
so
tomorrow,
fun.
I'll be running around the park like a crazy.
I can't wait. You should like have a GoPro. Like.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you want to see that. So I'm going with Carly.
No.
I don't know. Did you meet Carly? I don't think you did. I don't think she was with us on our trip, but she'll be with
no.
us in March. So you'll get to meet her.
Yeah.
She is a ton of fun. So we're going to have a riot. It's going to be great.
Oh my gosh. That'll be so fun. Okay. So what do you guys have going on as far as like a company? Like, what are some of the things that you want to highlight?
So as a company right now with the 100, I mean, obviously that's like the biggest deal. And with the two nighttime entertainment experiences, like you really have to see them both. We're definitely recommending the longer length of stay and for sure the park hopper to have that flexibility. Also tomorrow park hopping starts at 11 a.m., which is thrilling. So we'll be there for
yes.
the first day of that, which we love.
Yes.
So we're really focused on that extra day free ticket, which is you buy the 4-day like mm-hmm. the 5-day ticket at the 4-day price. So you get that 5th day free, which just gives you more flexibility, lets you like do it those really late does. Nights, but still have some flexibility because you want to do that, like the rope drop. That's like the best way to get the most out of your day if you're looking for rides. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely focused on that. And then also Universal Studios Hollywood in, what is it, next weekend, I think? No, 2 weekends from today, Super yeah. Nintendo World opens, which again, first one in the States, like a huge deal. The one in Japan, like, I don't know if you know when that one opened, they posted a video like right after it opened in Japan and immediately it had like 2 billion views. Like
insane.
Insane. I was raised on the original NHS mm-hmm. Super Mario Brothers. Like I can beat the whole game in under 9 minutes. I'm like, I'm doing it. I love it. So I am so excited. So that opens February 17th. And I'll be there with you in just yes. like, what, a month, less than a month from today. Yeah, so we'll month. Be exploring that and just checking out some of our hotels because, of course, Anaheim. We still recommend Anaheim being like your home base for your vacation because it's so central to everything. You can do Knott's yeah. Berry Farm. You can do Legoland. You can do Universal Studios Hollywood. You can do all of these other places and then have that home base in Anaheim. And of course, we always have great deals for the Anaheim hotels. We work closely with them. We have like free breakfast. We have a lot of times like free parking, different things like that at so many of our different partners.
They have done such a great job with the partners of Getaway Today, those hotels, because when we went into the other hotel tour, I have to say, like, it was very eye-opening to see how magical they have done and functional for families.
Yes.
They have done an amazing job. Like these hotels really, and the price point is great. Like, mm-hmm. and obviously there's like special things with Getaway Today. So like there's special rooms that you can book only through Getaway Today. There's like, you know, different things, right? And right. the fact that they had, you know, they have the free breakfast, but the hotels just are very geared for the vacation, and they're simple. They're there. If you have a child that's very overwhelmed, you've got the play yards, you've got the basketball. I have to say, I was very impressed. Like, and I encourage that people to venture out, like go onto the Getaway Today website and venture out of your comfort zone, because I think everyone would be pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
What Anaheim has done as a whole to yes. really make that vacation experience still a very intimate experience. And then, like you said, make that your hub and then venture out to all of your different destinations that you choose. Because you really can make it now, you know, more than a week long and just immerse
absolutely.
Yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just immerse yourself.
And you mentioned, you know, the families, like, yes, like Anaheim is so built up for families, but also if you're looking for like a relaxing, like dare I say luxury type vacation, there's the JW Marriott that is gorgeous. The Westin Anaheim is gorgeous. Even the Sheraton Park, they just underwent that multi-million dollar renovation.
Gorgeous.
So beautiful. And they also have like the giant like tropical swimming pool, like, so it's like kind of like that's like a good like hybrid, like if you're looking for like a little like higher end but also for families. Mm-hmm. And again, it's Anaheim prices, so like if that hotel was in downtown LA or like New York, like you'd be paying like $1,000 a night to stay there, but it's not yeah. in Anaheim. So
no,
it's I love it.
Good. Yeah. And was it the Sheraton that had the new restaurant they renamed and did the pizza concept?
Yes. Yes. The Sheraton Park. Yes. Oh my yes. gosh. I'm blanking on the name. Saber. Was it Saber? I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the idea is like, it's like a Brazilian steakhouse, but with pizza. So like they come around and they offer you all the different tastings.
Brilliant.
And oh, I loved it. It was so
but
fun.
But it was like kind of, it was bougie pizza.
Oh
like,
yeah, it was.
Again, it was like a vacation experience. Mm-hmm. They were immersing you. And they're taking their version of like the Disney magic and creating that environment for you. And the grounds were beautiful. They did keep it very much like classical tropical. They didn't mess with that, but just upgraded their, you know, interior.
Their room spaces. And yes.
The lounge
and the lobby,
beautiful.
The lounge. Yes. Everything was so nice.
So good. So. And that little virgin, was it watermelon drink they gave us?
Oh, the with little, like the sugar rim.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about. It was so great.
Refreshing
so
after,
great.
Like
yep.
being at the park all day. So that was uh-huh. like another thing is they're catering to, they know that you're going to come back and just be wiped out. So
yep.
I also found that a lot of the hotels, more so than in the past, we're capitalizing on that and really saying like, okay, how can we elevate your experience knowing that you're going to be on your feet all day, you're going to be tired, maybe even just a little overstimulated. And so these hotels, I feel like, have catered to that so nicely.
Yes, totally agree.
Yeah, so good. So good. So, okay. So tell us about what we're going to do for Universal Hollywood.
So that's a little bit different. We've never done it this way. So we're going to, because we still want to get like a whole day of hotel tours. And we do always like bumping it up into an event that people may already be coming into town for. So we are going to start the Wednesday before Food and Wine kicks off on Friday. So, so Wednesday afternoon, we're going to split our hotel tours. So we're going to do a first, like probably like 2.5 hours of hotel tours in Anaheim on Wednesday night. We'll have a welcome dinner that evening. And then the next day we're going to all take a coach bus, like a shuttle. So we're all going to be picked up. There's going to be like 50 of us on this shuttle. We're going to go up to LA. We're going to get dropped off. I actually have a call later today to work out some of the details, but part of our experience, of course, we'll be experiencing Super Nintendo World, which I'm so excited about. We'll do the studio tour, which is very cool. It's the only place it exists is at Universal Studios Hollywood. You go to Universal Orlando, they don't have it because it's not an actual working film studio, which is, I think, so fun and special. The Secret Life of Pets attraction, which only exists at Universal Studios Hollywood. Yes. It's so cute. Just we'll soak up all the good stuff. The Jurassic World attraction, which again, only exists at Universal Studios Hollywood. So there are some really unique features that we're excited to show off at that park. And then we'll head back to Anaheim. We do have a little party that night maybe planned. And then the next morning, we'll just do a couple of hotel tours in the morning, get it done. And then people will be free to go. If they want to go home, they can go home. We hope they want to go to Food and Wine because that's where I'm going to
be
testing all of the new items. I'm hoping that they haven't released their menu yet, but I'm really hoping for that Snickers macaron again, because that was life-changing. It was so good.
So good. I remember, so last year, my best friend and I went, and her husband is a total foodie. She is not. She is like a kid's palate.
Got it.
Okay. Like very vanilla palate. And I love to try food. Like I appreciate all different foods and I'll try it within, you know, reason. So I had like two or like 1.5 cards left over from, and then
that's a good amount, right? Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
So we had like bought a bunch and thought that we were going to utilize them all. We ended up not. So her spring break, because she's a counselor at a high school, her spring break was like April and we had already gone in March. And so I had leftovers. She was so good and experienced with no kids. And that was like the first time. And she loved all of the food. Like literally it was like we shared everything and we sat, the swings were not working. I think it was the swings. It was one of them. And so we sat like on the ground right by the water in DCA and like had this like huge
like a picnic
spread.
I love it.
And it was like the best girl time. And we just were like, oh my gosh, try this.
Oh, I love
it. And I feel like they have done such a good job because it's so fun to like walk down and have your little menu book and just like scope it out. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to go and this is what we're going to try. And they just make it, again, an experience.
Yes. Yes. It's all about the experience. And speaking of Food and Wine, like I can't believe like they have this giant 100 celebration and they're still doing festivals like New Year's going on right now. And Food and Wine is starting in just a few weeks. But I love that they bring back Soarin' Over California during the food festival because it's my favorite. I love it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So you ask like, you know, why? How do you not lose the magic? I'm like, well, because it's always different. Like it's always, there's always something different. And I look forward to these things every single year. Just, it feels like a celebration of the season.
It really is. That's completely it. It really is. Yeah. So I'm excited about the food and we'll have to see what they offer, you know, this year as far as that goes. And I haven't really heard anything. And I know that like Lunar New Year, I always try to go like for a weekend because I do enjoy those celebrations and we didn't make it. My daughter's a senior this year and we had like kind of a crazy schedule. but that's always like you said, for them to be able to manage the Lunar New Year and make that special. And mm-hmm. now we have Black History Month that they are
yes.
also, it's more, it, I guess, at Walt Disney World, like in all the different cultures that they celebrate. I was reading off, I was reading about like all their like shrimp and grits and like all yes. of those like fun foods that we appreciate for that culture. And then the fact that they're doing the Disney 100 and you've got like lemon pound cake. I'm like, heck yes.
Yes. Heck and yes. I just posted yesterday on our Instagram, the Celebrate Soulfully, the Celebrate Gospel, where oh, they bring in right. like, they bring in like major, major gospel stars just two Saturdays of the entire month. So it's the 17th or the 25th and it's in the Fantasyland Theater and they're there for like, it's not just them. Like, so they'll have like the local choirs, but it's all like gospel, like the tent type, like
oh, yeah.
energy and feel.
Yes.
So yeah, I need to get there and I'm so sad that I won't be there this year. I yeah. just can't fit it in, but you know, I'm going this weekend and then I'll be there March 3rd. I missed the two Saturdays, but you know what do you do?
It's, oh,
it's
okay,
too
though.
Bad that didn't line up. But yeah, I mean, it's like they do some really cool stuff and they have like kids activities in Downtown Disney mm-hmm. and they will have some menu items, not as much as at Walt Disney World, but some. And then they have the New World of Color One has a really cool soulful minute in it.
To it.
Yeah, like it's really cool. And I normally am not like, I like the Magic Band Plus. I think it's really convenient and easy, but I'm not like, oh, like, why do you want to like watch your band while you're watching the show? But with that particular song, it was super cool. Like I was like, what, like holding up my band and watching the whole Aww. Show with it. I'm like, this is awesome. So yeah, there's just like some fun moments.
Yeah. And Disney's like doing such a good job, like staying up with like keeping their foundation, right? Mm-hmm. And their era about them, but yet coming into the current. Right.
Yes.
So like, yes, like that's a new technology that we are up and we're watching and, you know, that's like, we're electronic kids now. Right.
Yeah.
But yet still making it like, so it's still Disney. Like they didn't lose who they were or are in the process.
Agreed.
And I definitely appreciate that. Like, I know I struggled just really quick, 'cause I know that you have a very fun, busy day, but, when we first started doing like virtual queues and like the app really came to life, at first I struggled because I like walked down Main Street and like everyone had like yes. their phone at their face. And I'm not a negative person at all. I find the good in everything and understand that I don't have to like in everything for it not to still be amazing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so but I was sad and I was like, there's kids like that I feel need attention, you know, or whatever have you. But then as we got there and like, as everybody adjusted, it was like, okay, I see that they are maximizing and trying to streamline our day,
yes.
understanding what the world brings and the outside entities. And so then like we all adjust. Right. And now I find like, it's so much better for us. And then I am in the moment and I do have the extra time to go to Pooh's Corner and get the
right
treat and
right.
I sit and people watch or, you know, do something that I wouldn't have done or go to that, you know, my little fairy corner, which we love or
yes.
whatever the case may be.
Yes. Yes.
So, I mean, we have to really stop and think like, this is just the times and we can enjoy the magic
totally.
Band and.
And I'm glad you brought that up too, because we haven't even talked. We've gone this whole time without even talking about Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway somehow.
Oh,
we
yeah.
skipped that, which is like a huge deal.
Oh my gosh.
It's a huge deal. But so I was lucky enough to have ridden on the East Coast and then just a couple of weeks later be able to experience it on the West Coast. And I mean, it's such a great ride, but it feels like it was made for Disneyland Park. Like, and I, you know, I wasn't one who like really went to Toontown like often or anything like I'd maybe go like every other trip or something for a little bit. But walking back into Toontown, I was like, oh, I actually really miss this. And everything looks so bright and so fresh. And they've made some little changes. And we only got to see a teeny tiny part of it. Like they, you know, they still have the walls up because the actual land opens on March 8th. And Jen will be down there for that, which I'm very excited
so
about.
Fun.
So fun. But that attraction in California, it was made for it. Like the queue itself is an experience. Like I would wait in line just to get into the queue because it's so immersive and so adorable. And there's like so many hidden Mickeys and so many like little nods to like so many Easter eggs are in that.
Yeah.
That queue alone. So, I mean, it's so fun, but yes, it uses the virtual queue. And like, I knew that the first weekend was going to be crazy. I did not get a virtual queue the first weekend. We were able to ride it for the preview, so I didn't feel bad about it. And we were able to purchase an individual lightning lane, which we did. But, you know, they were gone the first 2 days, just like super duper fast. Mm-hmm. But I think it was just because like everybody was there and everybody was trying to get content. Like it was like a huge deal. By Monday, I saw that virtual queues were still available at like 7:08. So it was like anybody who wanted a virtual queue, if you were like paying attention and wanted one, you could have gotten one. So I'm hoping that that's how it is like moving forward. I'll of course try to get one this weekend and just like see how that goes and what that's like. But I do think you're exactly right that the virtual queue is very much something that allows you to experience the parks and keeps you out of waiting for 4 hours for for a brand new attraction. You know, like, there's too much for that. Like there's too much to enjoy to be stuck in one place.
They've made that. Something that Lewis from Walt's Apartment had mentioned, and I didn't even think about it, is going in like the virtual queue versus lightning lane, you're gonna get a different experience.
Yes. I recommend the virtual queue.
Yeah. And I didn't even like Walt Disney World is very known for their queues. Like they're very interactive. They have different weather than we do. So it's geared for that versus the original park is not as interactive. Right.
Right.
Like, that's when I take the time to book something else, chat, find out how everybody is, have my snack.
Exactly.
Talk to strangers. Right.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, that's like my downtime, especially if you're in Peter Pan's line in the morning. But like, I didn't even think like about that, the difference of the two, and everybody needs to experience that because it really leads up to the ride. And that is part of that experience is going through that. And yes, he said the virtual queue is still amazing. And I love that. Yes, they kept the original for the painting. Like everyone has talked about those paint colors and how beautiful and bright and, but yet still very traditional Toontown. And I happen to be, although my children are older now, I happen to be a mom of like organic play. So like my son took his first steps in Disneyland, like in the French Quarter, you know, and he was coming off from like coming towards my little frozen lemonade that I was drinking. And a lot of that is gone now. Like it's very busy in the park. And I love that they have Toontown for that organic play. They have some trees and a shaded area and the grass. And like they've made it so like let your child out of the stroller and just kind of let. And then if you have a few older kids that are able to go and experience some of those rides safely without you, awesome. Like you can stay with the little, you know, you can just like multitask that for your family. And I'm so happy Disney brought back a small portion of that to allow for that downtime and quiet time because it can be overwhelming for families.
Yes. I love that
and they,
too.
They really did a beautiful job on that. And I'm very excited for that.
I can't wait to see the rest of it. You know, we just got to see such a small little bit, but yeah, that grass, like was awesome. It was totally awesome. Like you felt like you were in a park all of a sudden, like a
so
city
cool.
park, like the green space. It was very cool.
Yeah. I just love that. So have the best time.
Thank you.
The Gumball. I'm so excited for you. I cannot wait to see all of the little videos and see if you actually get to use your phones this time or
we'll
if you
find
have to
out.
Be blindfolded.
No, yeah, yes, exactly. It's like, what was that movie with Sandra Bullock, like the bird something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like,
yeah.
Just using like your churro sense or something to get you.
We'll see. People are intense. Like people like pack their nutrition. Like they like have like their backpack with like their protein bars and like no stopping for food. I don't know. I still feel like I need my beignets and mint juleps before that closes.
I was gonna say, I need my Disney hydration. Like I need a julep. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. You're going to like have your hydro pack and you're just going to be like.
People do. It's intense. So I don't know. Curly and I, we're just there for a good time. We'll see.
Oh my gosh. So fun. We'll have the best time.
Thank you so much.
Wait to play with you in March. And Yay. Thanks for having coffee with me.
Oh, thanks so much. Have the best day, Nicole. Bye.
Safe travels.
Thank you again so much to Nicole and to Kim for taking the time to tell us more about Getaway Today and what's coming up with them. Again, if you need help planning a Disney trip or a vacation to Vegas, Mexico, Alani, Disney cruises, any kind of cruise, look up Getaway Today. They are awesome. They have been so good to us here at Walt's Apartment Podcast. We can't say how much we appreciate them more than anything. So again, Nicole, Kim, thank you so much for taking the time and having a cup of coffee and talking some Disney 100 and getting to know more about Getaway Today. Until next time, we hope you enjoy the view from Walt's Apartment.